Die Mishnayis Mesech de Kelim, Rabta Perak Chob Zayin, Mishne Zayin. Ha Beged Sha'orat Boy Shleisha Shleisha. You started to make a beged, a clothing, cloth, and you made it already three tefachim by three tefachim. That's the shear to Makabu Tumas Medris. The Nitma Medris and a Zab sat on it, so how it came, became Tommy Medris. Then the Hishla Molav Askola Beged, then you finish making the complete cloth out of it. So now the whole beged is tamei, the first three, and then whatever comes mechuba to it also becomes tamei. Now the yachakach lady, after you finish making the whole, let's say, shirt, now not achutach mitchlosay, you took out one string from the original three tefachim, and now that first patch, the first three tefachim, became less than three tefachim. Therefore, tamei medrus, that beged now is not fit anymore to mekabel tumas medrus. So Tumas Medrus goes off it. Alva Tomei Maga Medrus. But the rest of the beggar is still Tomei. It has a Tomei of a regional Tomei. Because Lamai said touched the Medrus. It's like a Tomei Rishon that touches the Medrus. Therefore the rest of the beggar now has a Tumas Rishon called Maga Medrus. What's going to be Notal Chut Echem Etchilose? Again, after he had these first three Tvachim, right away he took out one string from it. Then the yachakach lay the hishna mola, that's called a beggar, then you finish making the whole beggar. So again, the locker is tumi maga medrus. The whole beggar now has a tumas maga medrus, because the maisa is like touching a maga medrus. Because this first 3x3 at the beginning had tumas medrus on it. Then when you took away one string, it lost its tumas medrus, but it has a lock of a maga, it touched it. And now when you mechamba the rest of the beggar to it, the whole beggar gets the same halacha. It's all considered a maga medrus, it has a rishon litum. Mishneh ches. V'chein beged, the same halacha applies to a beged. Sha'arag boy sholosh sholosh. That you wove now this beged and made it three etz boys by three etz boys. That's the shear to mekabel all tumas except medrus. For medrus has to be three tefachim by three tefachim. So if you have this beged that's the size of three etz boys by three etz boys, V'nit matmei mace, and the mace touched it, became tamei. V'ishlam olav es kol beged, then you wove the rest of the beged. Tzaloch riz, the whole beged is tamei. V'yachakach leid, and not achotecha mitchalosai, you take out one of the strings, one of the threads from the original three etz boys by three etz boys. Tzaloch riz, tori mitmei mace. The tumei mace goes off that beged, because it's not the shear to mekabel the tumei anymore. Avotomei maga tumei mace, but though beged now, it touched that beged before you took off the extra string. Therefore, it's considered like it touched the mace, so you all become a reed. The whole beged is like a rishon tum. It's a maga. It's touching of a mace. What's going to be nota chut echem mitchilose? Let's say before you finish making the beged, you only had the three etz boys by three etz boys that became tummy mace, and then one string came off it. So it's less than the shear now of three etz boys by three etz boys. So locher is now becomes tor. The yachakach then later hishlam all of us call a beged. Then you finish making the rest of the beged tor. Still the beged remains tor because since you took off the thread first, so at that time it was less than three etz voice by three etz voice, so it has no tum at all. If they shama, because it was said like this that sholosh al sholosh, if you only had a beged three etz voice by three etz voice, so true it was fit at the beginning to mekabel tumis. But then Shinismot became less than three its voice by three its voice tor. The beggar becomes tor. It doesn't have a din of magayim because it's not fit to mekabel tum at all. Avul bot aloch of shloisha al shloisha, loch of tumas medrus. So there the shear is three tefachim by three tefachim Shinismot. It was first the size of three by three tefachim of mekabel tumas medrus. Then it became smaller. There the loch is afal pisha toimi medrus, even though the tumas medrus goes off it. Because it's not three tefachim by three tefachim, but still tomei b'chol ha'tumos. It has other tumos to it, because it has a shem beged, because it's more than three etz boys by three etz boys. So therefore it's mekabel tumos maga medrus, because nice, it has a shem kli, mekabel tumos, therefore it could have a tumos maga medrus. Just medrus itself, that it's taught from. Mishneh tes. So then if you have, let's say, the sheet, Shutame Medrus, that was Makabal Tumas Medrus, she was fit to lie on, and the Medrus sat on as a Kabal Tumas Medrus. The Aso Vila, now you change your mind, you made it into a curtain, and you do the Maisa to Mavatlit from a sheet, and becomes now a curtain. So locher is torn in a medrash, not makabel tumas medrash anymore, because it's not fit to sit on anymore. Avotami maga medrash, but the mice has a shem kli, it's a curtain, and therefore it's makabel tumas rishna tumas, it's like it's maga, like touched the medrash. Om Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, v'chi be'eze medrash no gezeh, no, this curtain did not touch any medrash. In other words, as soon as you made it into a curtain, right away was pocket went off the tumas medrash. So it came torn legamri, with not left over any tumah. Therefore, it's not even tumah maga medrash. That's Rabbi Yosef Shita. El imke noga boy hazov, only if the zav touches this vilon, then does it become tumah. Then tumah maga zav, then the vilon, this curtain becomes tumah with the maga because the zav touches it. But otherwise, if the zav does not touch it, now just because of the old begid, it's pocket the tumah legamri, so it remains tohor. Your Mishnah Yud, Shloisha Shenechlak. We have a beged that's three tvachim by three tvachim that was mekabel tumas medrash, and Shenechlak now is divided in half, exactly half. So locher is torn min medrash. Both parts are torn min medrash. It doesn't have the shear anymore of 3 by 3. It's not. It's bottled the din tumah. Abu tomei magen medrash. For Tanakam holds, but when it divides up, it's like each one touched the other part. Even though it's a tumas of besa storim, it was the inside touching, still it's called in the kabel tumah rishon, it's like a maga, like a touch the medrash. Again, Rabbi Yosi argues and says, no. Oma Rabbi Yosi says, v'chi b'eza medrash no gezer, let's see, where did the medrash touch this beged? Once it split in half, no tummy touched it. Therefore he holds, it's tor. Elim can only if Noga Bayazov, if a Zav touches now each part of it, so has Makabal Tumas Maga Medrus. Tommy Maga Hazav, then it's Makabal Tumas Maga that touched the Zav. But otherwise, the fact you break it in half, he holds since the inside, like base of Storim, then now Makabal Tumas one from another. Yeah, Mishnah Yir Aleph. Shloisha al Shloisha, you have the Degah that's three Tvachim by three Tvachim. Ba'ashpois, that you found it in the junkyard, like, was thrown out already in the junkyard, Biashpa, with the manures. So, Bori, Vitzorah Melech. Now, it's only Mekabel Tumas Medrash if it has 2 milas to it. It has to be strong, complete. It also has to be able to wrap around salt in it. But if it's missing one of these two, then it's not Mekabel Tumas Medrash anymore. Let's say, Babayis, let's say you find this beged in the house, even though you threw it away, but it's in the house, then you only need one of the two. I bury either it's complete, I tzara melech rust strong enough to be able to wrap around salt inside it. Then it'll still be mekabel tumas medrash, or if not, it's not. Kama melech yetzara, how much salt do you have to be able to wrap around with it? Reva, a quarter of a kav. You have yudum, you have yudis says, a bedaka. You have to be able to wrap around a quarter of a kav of daka of thin salt. Vechacham, I'm the chom say, bagasa, you have to be able to wrap around a reva of kav of thick salt. Elu v'elu mischavim l'hoka. Both of them meant to be mekel. Each one holds. It's easier to wrap it around, whether it's soft or whether it's small or coarse or whether it's dark or thin. Each one holds. It's easier to wrap it that way. So each one's mischavim l'hoka. Rabbi Shimon says shovim shloisha al shloisha biyashbois l'sholosh al sholosh baboyis. As if Shimon holds. The same way if we have a beggar 3 by 3, if it's thrown away in the yashba, so negate the tumas smag, it's not makabel anymore. Even though it's very strong and it could, tzara, you could wrap around salt, he argues and still it cannot be makabel tumma. As the same malacha, if you have a beggar like sholos shal sholos, if a beggar 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, even though it's in the house, but still it's not as sheer to makabel tumas medrus, but it could be makabel other tumas. So the same thing, the shloisha shloisha. If it's thrown in the yashba, it's not called the kli to mekabel tumas medrash, no matter what, no matter how strong it is, but it is a kli to mekabel other tumas. Mishnah Yud Beis. Shloisha al shloishom, you have a beggar that was 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, shenikra, that ripped, did not come off into 2 pieces, but just ripped. So the question is, it's still called the kli to mekabel tumas medrash? So it depends. In the sonoy al hakisev, you put this beggar now on top of a chair, and you sit on the chair. Ubsara negei bakisoy, and the rip is that big that your flesh touches the chair. So lachra is then tor, it's not called fit to sit on anymore, it's bottled the shame beggar. Vimla, but if your flesh does not touch the chair, the rip is not that big, then Tomer then still called the beggared Roy to sit on, and then it still has Tumas Medrus. What's going to be Sholosh al Sholosh? Let's say I have a beggared only 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis. Again, it's not fit to Makabal Tumas Medrus, but it's fit to Makabal other Tumas. Shenimha mimeno chutechod, one string inside it became ruined, so now it's missing the shear. It's a locher is its Torah. By shenimtza by kesherus, there's a knot in one string not fit to be used. By shnei chutim masimim, two threads came together. Now they weren't put in the womb, they weren't put into the weaving the right way. Two were put in the same way, so therefore it's not fit to be used. That thread, therefore Torah, it's not called like if a beggar 3x3 anymore. The beggar is not makabel tumah. What's going to be shalosh al shalosh? You have a beggar 3x3 that's fit to be makabel other tumas. Sheshlicha biyashpois, it was thrown into the garbage now, thrown into the junk. Is Torah at that time is both of the shem kli, remain comes Torah. Hechzir, let's say you return it, you take it out of the garbage, you bring it back into the house. Now tamei, it becomes a beggar again, it could be makabel tumah. L'yerlim, this could happen over and over again. That ashlechosim metahartoi, when you throw it away in the garbage outside, that makes it Torah. V'chazaroso, when you bring it back into the house, mitamos, it makes it fit to makabel tumah again. Chutz, excluding the Tanakam holds, mi shalagoma v'shal zahurius toiva. When excluding a garment that's agoma and that's purple, or else zahurius toiva means good zahurius, means like red. These are choshev of the godim, so these, even though it's only 3x3, if you throw it into garbage, it's not bottled the shem tum, it's still called the beget. Reb Lezer says, af matlis chadosh, even a new cloth, a new beget, k'yotzvim, the same thing, but even though you throw it into the garbage, it's not bottled the shem beget. Reb Shimon says, no, kulam term, they're all tor, even though it's new, even though it's red, even though it's purple, if you throw it into the garbage, it's bottled the shem. Beg, it's not makabel tumah anymore, unless you take it out of the garbage. Loi huskeru, elam b'fnei shavas aveda. That is brought down, there's a difference between our garment, purple and red, and the new one. That's something they get to the mitzvah of shavas aveda. That if somebody finds these in the garbage, there still would be a mitzvah of shavas aveda. But the get to hilchus tumah, it's not choshev kli, it'll be bottled the shem tumah. Yeah, perek chof ches, mishna aleph. Sholosh al sholosh, you have a beggar 3x3 that's makabel other tumas. Shenosnu bekad, you put it inside a ball. Oishasol kad v'fnei atzmo, so you make it into a ball by itself. Is teres mabato the shame beggar, it's not makabel tumal anymore. Avu shloisha al shloisha, let's say you have a beggar 3x3. Shenosnu bekad, you put it into a ball, you rolled it up, put it inside the ball. Tome, it's still called the kli, it's not bottled of shivas. That's even makabel tumas medrus still. What's going to be though? Aso kade b'fnei atzmo. Let's say he made it into a ball by itself, and yet it sewed up. So then locher is tor. Then his beggar becomes tor. B'fnei shatef from a mitzvah. This place you have to stitch it up. That's the mitzvah did from the 3x3. So therefore it's tor from tumas medrus, but avad will still be makabel other tumas. Mishnah Beis pochos mishloishu al shloishom. You have a beggar less than 3x3, so it's not makabel tumas medrus, but it's right to makabel other tumas. She is kinu lofot boy, es amerchitz. You a mesak and you fix it up now to be used for a stopper in the bathhouse to hold the heat in. Or else the naya boy es a kadera to clean out a pot with it. Or else the kaner boy es a rachayim, or else to clean out the millstone with it. The naya boy es there means to mix up the food in the pot. Or to clean out a millstone with it. So look like this. Bein muchin, whether you set it aside to be used, then shein muchin, it's not set aside yet to be used for regular beged, tummy. Still, it's called the beged, and therefore it's makabel other tumas. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, bein min hamuchin, whether this beged was set aside to be used like for regular towel, for regular beged, bein shein min hamuchin, whether it was not set aside, Torah, since Lamaisa you're misaking it now to use it for these things, this bottle the shame beggar, it's not makabel tumah anymore. Yabakiba says it depends. Min hamuchin, if you prepare this kli now to be used for a regular kli, even though you're misaking it to use for these things, still it's tumah. But Sheinim and Amuchim do not prepare it to be used for regular beg, like a regular towel, then it remains tor, is bottle the shame begit, since now you're misakin it to use for these things to clean with, it's bottle the shame begit, it's not makabel tumor anymore. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Ho'ise is polonius. If you make this type of a compress that you put on a wound, so bein bebegit, whether you put these things onto cloth first and then you put it onto the wound, bein bor, whether you put these things onto skin, is Torah. The begit and the or, even though it has the size of a begit, still remains Torah, because since you put this like medicine for the wound, it makes the begit nis, disgusting, and you won't use it again. Therefore, it's not called a kli, it's not called a begit. Rabbi Yosi says, ala or tor. If you put this planius, this tachboishes, this type of compress, the type of medicine you put on the skin, so tor remains tor. For the same reason, because it's not going to use it anymore, therefore it's not called a kli. What about milugma? That's also some type of medicine that you put on the wound. So here, bebeg, we put it onto cloth first. So tor, the same sfor, the begit remains tor. It's not going to be used anymore. It's not called a kli. But if you put this type of medicine onto skin, tenaya, then this begit made of skin is still makabel tumah, because it's easy to get it off. It doesn't get attached to it so strong. It could come off, and therefore it's usable. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, after begit tumah, even if you put this melugma, this type of a medicine onto cloth first, and then you put the cloth like a band-aid onto the makah, still the cloth is makabel tumah. Mivnei shinin eretz, because it's easy to shake it off, so it'll be fit to use again, therefore it's still called a kli. Yemishneh Dalet, mitvachai svarim, these are like wrappers or towels that you put around a sefer, or even a sefer Torah, so bein mitzioris, bein shenim mitzioris, whether these wrappers, these cloth you put around it, whether they have pictures on them or they don't have pictures on them, tamei are still the mekabel tumah. Kedibur Beis Shammai, these are words of Beis Shammai. Because it's called the cloth, it's called the clear that you use, since you use these swarm, and these swarm are meant to wrap around, these cloth is meant to wrap around the sefer, it's called the kli. Beis Hillel says, though, mitzioras teres, if they have pictures on them, then it's choshev, and it's set aside to use for the svarim, and not for nodem, therefore it's not called the kli, it remains tor. But the sheinim mitzioras, if they did not have any pictures on them, then temeis, like it's not a choshev, it's not miyuchad afka for the svarim, the person will still use it, therefore it's still called the kli to mekabel tumah. We have the Gamliel, and Gamliel says, no, elu v'elu teres both, even though it doesn't have any pictures on it, but since you set it aside now to use the svarim of a sifrei Torah, you're not going to use it for your own personal use anymore. And therefore, yod is not called the kli, it's not makabel tumah anymore. Mishneh Hei, kippah shutameh medras. A kippah, the type of a covering that a lady uses for her hair, she covers like a kerchief, she covers her hair with it, and she made it now that she could sit on it. She made it royal yeshiva. The lover is tummy medrus makab. She sits on when she's needed makab. Tumas medrus. When the son yell is safe, well, then you take this kerchief and you wrap it around the safe a safe. So tor, it loses its shame kli. It's not fit for her to use anymore. Therefore, it remains tor. Tor mina medrus. It loses the shame medrus because it's not fit to sit on anymore. Avo tummy tummy mace, but still has a din kli to makab tumas mace because it's still fit to be used. Let's say you have a chemas. That's a leather flask, shasol shatich, that you made to spread out with to sit on to lie on top of it. So vadnas makabel tumas medrus. So the opposite way, the shatich, a piece of skin was made to lie on, shasol chemes. Now you made into a flask. So lochur is tor. They remain tor right now from the tumas rishonim. Since it's changed from its first purpose to another purpose, it becomes tor. Now chemas, again, that's a flask made out of leather. Shasor tumer, that you made it into a type of a wallet that the Roya shepherd could use. Whereas for tumer, the shepherd's wallet, shasor chemish, you made it into a flask. Or else kar, shasor sodin, like a pillowcase that now you're using to use for a sheet. Or else the sodin, the sheet, shasor kar, you made it into a pillowcase. Or else keses, shasor mitpachas. Kes is like a mattress that you made into mitpachas, into like a towel. Or else a mitpachas, like a towel, Shaso kes you made into a mattress, is tame. All these things remain tame, even though you change it a little bit, but you all have the same type of a use. Therefore, the remain tame does not lose its first tuma. Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kol sheshinu lishmoi tame, lishemachar tor. As if you change it lishmoi for the same purpose that used before, tame it still remains tor. But lishemach, if you change it for a different use altogether, then Torah is called like a changeover into a new kli, and therefore this new kli is Torah, even though it's so called a kli now, but it's Torah from the first tomb it had from before. The emission of matlis, that's a piece of beged that was 3 by 3 tfochim, and it had a tumas medrus on it, a zav sat on it, so it became an ava tumas, tumas medrus. Shetloy ala kupa, you take this piece of beged now and you use it as a patch to put it onto a kli, to put it onto a kupa, onto a basket. So it becomes part of the basket right now. So you change the name. Before it was a beged, now it's a basket. So therefore the tumah had goes off it. The locher is metam echad, but the kupa, the basket now, is like a maga medrus. It touched the medrus. Before it was bottle, it touched it. So therefore it became a rishon tumah. So therefore metam echad means this basket now makes something else a sheni l'tumah, can metam one more time. And the sheni makes a shlishi negayah to truma, that for truma becomes possible. But the tloy itself, the patch itself, since it's part of the kupa, part of the basket now, it has the same halacha like the basket, has a tuma maga medrus on it. What's going to be here? Frisha min akupa. Let's say you pull off this patch, you pull off this matlis, a piece of beged, you pull off from the basket. So halacha is hakupa mitamecha. The kupa still stays with the same halacha. It originally touched the mag. It originally touched the medrus. It became a rishon l'tuma. Therefore, matam echad could still be matamas food to make it into a sheni l'tuma. Upeselas echad, and the sheni can make a shlishi l'truma. But the amatlis, the patch itself, Torah now becomes Torah l'gamri. Since originally it changed from a piece of beged into a basket, so it lost its first tuma. Just Kolzman, it was attached to the beged, it was attached to the basket, it was like bottle to the basket. But now that you're separating it from the basket, it has no tumah, it's Torah legamri. What's going to be Taloy ala beged? Let's say I took this first patch, this beged, that was 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, that had a tumah medrus on it, was an ava tumah, and you now use it for a patch onto a beged. So it did not change its name, it still remains a beged. Therefore, it still has its dim tumah medrus on it. Therefore, the beged is also bottled now to this matla, to this patch. So the beged is also like an avatum now of a tumas medrus. And therefore, matamashnayim, the first food that touches it becomes a rishon, and the rishon makes a sheni, says matama twice. Upesela secher, and the sheni now makes a shlish l'tumo, the geir to truma. If rishon, let's say you pull off this patch off the beged, min beged from the cloth, the locher is a beged matam echad. The beged now only remains a loch of a maga medrash. The beged is only like a rishon tumah. Therefore, it's only metama one more time to make a food into a sheni, or pois alecher, and the sheni makes into a shlishi. But the amatlis, the patch itself, the original beged itself, metama, it still has a loch of tumas medrash on it. It was never bottled, the shame beged, it still has its tumah. And therefore, it's still metama shnai, means the first thing that touches it becomes a rishon tumah, and the one that touches that becomes a sheni tumah. And it makes a shlishi in a geir to truma. V'chein, the same thing Allah would say, no, that's the difference. If you take this matlis, this original patch, it had a shame beged, if you put it onto a basket, it loses its shame, it becomes Torah legamri. If you put it onto a beged, it doesn't lose its name, it's called the same beged again, therefore it retains its first tum it had and never loses it. V'chein, the same thing, atel ala sak, let's say you take this beged, and you put it onto a, for a patch onto a sack. Or else you put it onto a patch for skin. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. In other words, a sack and a piece of skin also has a shame beged on it, and therefore the first patch does not lose its shame, Tomei Medrus. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. It's called Rabbi Meir, a sack, and an or is also called the type of a beged. Therefore, you took this first matlis, it did not change its name, it still retains its tumas medrus on it. However, Rabbi Shimon Mitar, Shimon says, no, it's Mitayim. Because he holds that this matlis changes its name. When you put it onto a sack, it's not called the beggar anymore, it's called the sack. When you put it onto a skin, it's not called the beggar anymore, it's called the piece of skin. Therefore, it's tor. Rabbi Yosi says it depends. Allah, or if you put this piece of beggar now onto a skin, tor. It's a beggar and a skin are called two different things. It's a shinu Hashem, remains tor. Al asak, let's say you put it on the sack. Halachar is tamim, b'fnei shu orig. Because a sack also has a shame beggar on it. In other words, the sack also is like a woven cloth. So therefore, it still has a shame beggar. Therefore, it still retains its first tumma, the tumma's medrus, this matlas had on it. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Sholosh shal sholosh shomru. That is a loch if you have a piece of beggar that's 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis. So it's not big enough to makabel tumma's medrus if a zav sits on it. But it is a kli to makabel tumma from a mace. So it comes in contact with a mace or with a sheretz or an avelum that touches them, the beggar becomes tummy. So Mishnah says that after it said the shear of gimel etzvoyis, chus min hamalol, divur Rebbe Shimon. Shimon holds that's excluding the hem. Like you have to leave over a piece at the end to make the hem. And if you make like the hem, then it has to be the size of 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis. Because it has to be used like to be used for a patch. And the part that's used for him is not part of the patch, therefore it has to be 3 by 3, excluding the hem. The chomer, say though, sholosh hasholosh mechuvon sno, as long as this beged now is exactly 3 by 3, its voice, even though it's with the hem, material that you leave over to make the hem with, still right now it's called this beged, it's called the kli, it would be mekabel tumas mace. To loyala beged, let's say you take this matlis, let's say you take this beged now, and use it as a patch. Ala begim ruach achas, we only sew it onto the beggar, just one side of the patch you sew on. It's not called attached to the beggar yet, it doesn't stay in place, and doesn't make the beggar tome like the patch itself. Mishtei ruchas, let's say you sew it on both sides, on the east and the west side, or else the north and the south side of it. Zu keneged zu means the opposite sides. Chibur, then it's called attached, the beggar also becomes tome like the talor, like this patch. What's going to be a saw kimin gam? You make it like an L shape, like, you know, just the north and the west, let's say. So Rabbi Kiva Matam Kiva says that's called the chibur, and therefore the beggar also becomes tamei. The chom the chom say no matam, that's not called the good chibur, it's not called attached, and therefore it still moves out of place, therefore the beggar does not become tamei because of this patch. Omri Rabbi Yehuda says, the medram amur, remember this said, betalis. Only this was said by a talis means the outside clothing, the top clothing. Of a becholik, but with your shirt, it depends. Milmalin, if it's attached on top, then chibur is called a good chibur. But a milmatin, if it's attached on the bottom of it, then ain't a chibur, then it goes out of place. That's not called a good chibur. Therefore, the beged will not be in the kabbal tumah. Yemishneches, big day aniyim, clothing of noni, a poor person's clothing. Alpha pi shame bem sholosh hasholosh, even though it was made up from patches, and each patch by itself did not even have the size of 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis. Still the locker with this beged now hareilu tmei medrus. It's even makabel tumas medrus this beged. Not only is makabel tumas a mace, but even tumas medrus, because the mace and now the beged put together is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. What's going to be talis shischa bolikuri? You had a talis of cloth that was the shear of 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, and started to rip now. So locker is kiva and chenik rubais, if their rip went through most of the beged, ain't a chibur, the two pieces are not called attached together. Therefore, one side is tamei, it was makabel tumah, the other side does not become tamei. Ha'ovim, a very thick piece of cloth, or else varakim, a very soft piece of cloth, let's say like meshi from silk. Ain't ben mishum shol to shol, they don't have the locha that if it's 3 etzvoyis by 3 etzvoyis, makabel tumah's mace. If it's, since it's very thick or very thin, it doesn't have the shear, it has to at least be 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, to give it a shame beggar to makabel tumah. Yeah, Mishnah Tess. Keses hasabolim. Keses is like a pad that they put on the shoulders. Hasabolim, the people used to carry things on the shoulders or on the head. So locher is tamei medrus. This pad now is makabel tumas medrus because sometimes you used to sit on it. Mashmeres shel yain. Let's say you have a cloth that you used to purify the wine. You used to let the wine go through it, put it over a barrel and throw the wine in it. And this cloth now would like purify, take out the shmorim from the wine, the sediments from the wine. Ain bo mishum moishu. This beged is not makabel tumas moishu because people did not sit on it. Svacha shel zekena. Svacha is like a net that the ladies put on top of their head to hold the hair in place. Shel zekena from an older lady is tamei mishum moishu. That was used sometimes to sit on. Therefore, it could have tumas moishu on it. Now, choluk shayetes achutz. Choluk is a cloth, a dress that an isha azoyna wears when she goes outside, meaning that kisvacha. It's made like network that you could see through the flesh. So therefore, Torah, that beggar is not called the beggar. It's not fit for a normal person to wear. Therefore, it's not makabel tum at all. Let's say you make a cloth, a beged, from a net. Is tor, it remains tor for the same svara, since you can see through. That's not called the beged. Let's say you make it from the bottom part of the net, the part that's you can't see through. It's a good piece of material. Then that's called the beged. That would be mekabel tumah. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, says, afal oseh beged min acherim ukfol tumah. If you make a beged from a net, but you fold it over, then you can't see through so much. Yield, that's called the beged. That would be mekabel tumah. All right, turn now. We'll continue on the other side. You're holding Mishnah Yud. Sevocho, if you have this headband that the lady puts on top of the head, that net that she puts on top of the hair, shehischo bo mipiyom, he started to make it from the top of it. Torah, this thing is still called Torah, it's not called the kli yet. Acheyigmer es kurkurto, until you finish making this net, until the bottom part of it, till it comes down to the forehead. But you have to finish making the whole net for the hair, then it's makabel tumah. Hischo bo mikukurto. Let's say you started to make this net from the bottom part, the part by the forehead, working yourself upwards. Torah, still this net is called tor, achigmer espi, until you finish on the top part of it. Now, shovis shelo, that's the tachshit, like the ornament that was put on top of this net that they used to wear from one side of the forehead to the other side of the forehead. So, locher is tomei b'fnei atzma. That has a kli by itself. It's not totally in the beged in the net. That's kazashem kli by itself. It's mekabel tumah by itself. Ha chutin shalase, the strings of this net that you use to tie it down with. Tomei mishum chibur. They have mekabel tumah. They're called like part of the beged, not by itself. It's called the chibur to the beged. Therefore, the strings are also mekabel tumah. Now, svocho shenikro. Let's say this head band, the hair band that ripped. It made the makabelis as roif hasev. It's not fit to cover up, to keep in place most of the hair. Lochris Torah, it's not called the beggar anymore. It's bottled the shem tashmish. Therefore, it remains tor. Yeah, perik choftes. Mishnah Aleph. Nimei hasodin, that's the strings that comes out from a sheet. Well, and now, this perik is going to talk about, if you have these begodim, that's called the beggar to makabel tumah, if you have strings or thread that hangs down, how long are these strings that are still called part of the beged, that they have the same dimtum as the beged? So if again, these are the strings or the threads that come out from a sheet. Real sviya sudorim, the strings that come out from a sudor, type of a kerchief. Viha trotin, that type of a hat. If you have these strings coming down from the hat. Viha pilyon sharosh, or else that's the strings that come down. With a type of a covering the lady puts over her head, that's called pilyon sharosh. So locher's shesh etzvoyis. These type of begodim, if the string is 6 etzvoyis long or less, it's called part of the beged. It's makabel tumah with the beged. What's going to be shelaf karsin eser? That's like underwear. So strings hanging down from underwear, even if they're 10 etzvoyis, it's also still considered part of the beged. Be makabel tumah with the beged. Nimei sogois, that's type of a shirt like or a robe made out of thick wool. Fihara did, that's like the tzif that ladies wear, like a kerchief over the head. Fihacholik, a shirt, via talis or the cloak. Isholash etzbois, here strings coming out from these. If it's 3 etzbois long, it's still called part of the beged. Longer than that, it's not called part of the beged. Nimei keeper shel zakena, the strings that come out, a keep again, that's like the kerchief on top of the head, to hold the net on top of the hair the lady wears, shells a cana from an older lady, or else vi ha gumdin shalar vim, type of a clothing that the arveim, the Arab used to put around their face when it was cold, vi ha kulkin, a type of a cloth that's made from the hair, just the hair of goats, or else vi ha pundo, it's like a coat and outer clothing. Veha maferis, a cloth that you wrap around your head. Veha pargoid, another type of a top clothing. Now, these clothing is nimeim kolshein. No matter how long they are, the strings that come out of these begodim, it's still called part of the beggar, and therefore it's makabel tumma, just like the beggar is of the beggar's tummy. These are tummy, these are tummy, the beggar's tummy. They're considered part of the beggar. Mishnah Beis. Shalosh ksosos shel tzemer. If you have three ksosos, three like pillowcases made from wool. Here the Mishnah is talking about, we have these different type of things that are sewn together. Is it called the chibah to make it like one kli? So if you have these three cases that were sewn together, they were made out of wool, or else sheish or pishton, we have six pillowcases made out of flax, shloisha sadinen, or three sheets, shtei mesre mitvachos, or 12 towels, shnei suvrikin, type of underwear, cholok echod, one shirt, a talasachas, one talis, kelufkarin, echod, that's a thick type of a cloth made from thick wool, is chibulat tumma. These things that they're sewn together like, it's called the chibulat tumma. If one of them becomes tumma, they all become tumma. Uli hazoye, if they're tumma and you want to be mazet to matar them, they're called the chibulat. Now if the nayimei chatis comes upon one of them, it's matar all of them. Yes, amikain, if you sew together more than these three of these numbers we just mentioned, then chibulat tumma, it's still called the chibulat for tumma as long as they're sewn together, they're attached together. If one becomes tumma, they all become tumma. But the ayna chibli azoy, it's not called a good attachment to make it like one beged when you want to be matar them. If you put the mechatis on one of them, it would not be matar all of them. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, af lo l'tumiyot, no, more than these measurements, more than these amount, it's not called a chibba, not even for tumma. And we look at that like Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Chut ha-mishkolos, the string that you use to have the weight on, and this is a weight that the benoim, the builders, use to measure things out with. So shnei mosam, this string could be 12 tefachim long, it's still considered part of the kli. Shel haroshim, the string that a carpenter uses, shmei nosam, that's 18 tefachim long, what he uses to hold his weight on. Shel banoim, people, the builder that build walls, is chamisha mama, they have a string 50 yamas long that holds like a measurement to hold it down in place. So this is all called part of the kli. If the kli is makabel tumma, the string is also. What's going to be yosem mikin? Let's say the string is longer than these measurements. The locker is in rotzalakim, even if you want to use the extra part of the string, you want it to leave there, still Torah, still is not makabel tumma. More than this measurement, what's more, is not called part of the kli, it's Torah. Shall sayodim shall tsayorin kol shehin. The string that a sayodim as a plaster, you want to plaster the walls, or else with sayorim, people that make designs, that's kol shehin. No matter how long the string is, you use it, it's called part of the kli, and it would be mekabotum. Here, Mishnah Dalet. Chut moiznayim, the string that you use by the scales, shall zahovim, people that measure gold, or else with shall shoikle argomim toiv, people that are weighing out good argument purple wool, these are very expensive things. So these type of strings that you use for the weights, sholosh etzpois, they're usually three etzpois long. Longer than that would be tall. Yad hakrudim yachurov, the handle of a hatchet from the back, is sholosh etzpois. If it's thickened out three etzpois, it's still called part of the kli. More than that is tall. Rabbi Yossi says no. Tefach tor, but sticking out a tefach from the back of the handle behind you, that's already tor. That's not called part of the kli. It's only up until a tefach, but a tefach, what's a tefach or more is tor. Your Mishnah Hey, chut moiznayim shochad vonim, the string that the chenvni, the storekeeper, used to weigh things, or else b'shel balibatim, the string that a balabos in a regular home, what he used to measure things, is tefach. Those things are not that expensive. There is only a tefach long. That's called part of the kli. More than that is not called part of the kli. Yad hakurdim lefonov, the handle of this hatchet in the front of you, tefach also. A tefach is still called part of the kli. More than that is not. Shiore yad hapargul, left, let's say the yad, the handle of a shaft, or let's say of a whip that broke. So it was left over tefach, it's still called usable, still called part of the kli. It'll be mekabel tumma. Less than a tefach is not usable, it's not called part of the kli. Yad mekavis shel mefatche avonim, the handle of a hammer that they use to break open stones, is tefach. If it's a tefach, it's called part of the kli. It's a makabel tuma. More than that, it's not called part of the kli. Your mishnah vav chut the string moznaim of the scales shel tzemorim. People that sell bundle of wool, so have big a large scales here to put bundles of wool on it. People that weigh out crystal like glass, then tifchaim, two tefachs long, the string could be so called part of the kli, it's makabel tuma. Yad ha-makor, the handle of a type of hammer that they use to chisel down by the makor, that's by the rechaim, by the millstone. Tifchaim, the handle could be two tefachim long, it's makabel tuma. Yad ha-matzah shel gyonis, the handle of an axe that they use in the army men, used by war, is tefchaim, the handle has to be two tefchaim, two tefachs, it's still called part of the kli. Yad ha-kunis shel zovim, the handle of the hammer that they bang gold with, is tefchaim also, it could be long up until two tefachim, it's still called part of the kli. V'shel choroshim, what the carpenter is used to bang wood with, that's shlosha tefachim. Then the handle could even be three tefachim long, it's still called part of the kli. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin, Shiyore Hardorban Milamalon Arbo. We have this darban, that's the handle of a plowshear. So if it broke off and is left on above it of four tefachim, that's still called part of the kli of Bibim Kabotuma. Yad Habodid, also a type of a handle of a shovel that they would dig around the trees to make a chafifa, to make ditches around the tree. Sarbo also, the handle there, if it's four tefachim long, it's still called part of the kli. Yad ha-kordim shel nichush, the handle of a hammer, or a tool that they pick up their bad roots in the ground. So this type of a kli, the handle of it is also is chamisha, here it's five tefachim long. Yad ben ha-patish, chamisha. Also the handle of a small patish, a small hammer, is also five tefachim, that's still called the chibur, to the kli. V'shel ha-patish, that's the bigger hammer. Shisha, there the handle could even be six tefachim, it's called part of the kli. Yad ha-kardom, shel bikua, v'shel odur. The handle of an axe that you use for bikua to cut wood, or else v'shel odir, that you clean up the ground with it, is shisha. This tool, the handle could be six tefachim long. V'yad ma-keves, shel sasosim, shisha. And the handle of this axe that's used like to cut stones with, that could even be six tefachim long. That's still called the chibur, still called part of the kli, would be makabel tuma. Yeah, Mishneh Ches Shiorei Charchor Milmaton Shiva. The leftover of the charchor, that's the part of the plowshare. That's like the horizontal shaft that's in front of the plowshare. So that part of the mardeya, that like if it's broken off the handle there, so the bottom part of it could even be seven tefachim long. It's still called part of the kli, would be makabel tuma. Yada magrefa, the handle of a magrefa, that's the stick like you rake out the coals. You take out the coals from the oven. So use this type of a kli to take out the coals like the type of a shovel. Isha bal lebatim that people use in the regular house. So Beshamay says shiva. The handle there could even be seven tefachim long, it's still called part of the kli. Beisilla says shemayna, could even be eight tefachim long. Shel sayodim, the people is a plaster, people that use plaster to put plaster on the walls, so they have this type of migrator, this type of a shovel that they take off the plaster. So for the shel sayodim, Beshamay says tisha, could even be nine tefachim long, the handle. Beisilla says asara, could even be ten tefachim long, it's still called part of the kli. Yosemikan, if any type of these handles are longer than these measurements, Simrotzulakem, if you plan to leave it there, you want to use it to be part of the kli, then Takatome, then it is Makabotome, it's called part of the kli. But it's only if the Balabas hasn't asked to leave it there. But Minastam, we say it's not called part of the kli more than these measurements, and then it will not be Makabotome. V'yad Misham Sheyur Kolshu. Any type of a kli that you use on the fire, means like the spit that you roast on, so then kosher, no matter how long the handle is, it's still considered part of the kli. You know, not to burn yourself, you don't care how big the handle is, so it's all called part of the kli, it would be makabel tuma with the kli. Yeah, Perek Lamed, Mishnalef, Kli Zechuchis, a glass Kli, Pshuteim, if it's flat, it doesn't have a depth to it, so Lachris term, it's not Mekabel Tuma. Just like the Kli Cheres is only Mekabel, but it has a base kibble, it has a depth to it, that it could receive liquid, but if it's flat, it's not Mekabel Tuma. Well, Mekableim, if this glass Kli has a depth to it, that it could receive liquid, then Tumeim, then it's Mekabel Tuma. Nishbru, let's say this glass Kli, whether it was Tomei yet or not, Nishbru, it broke, is Tiaru. The Tumah goes off and becomes Tor. Chozav Yasom Mem Kelim, let's say you make new Kelim from these broken pieces of glass. The Locher is Mekablum Tumah Mekan Labo. From now onwards, it's called the Kli again, it can Mekabel Tumah now. But the Tumah it had before does not come back on it again, it remains Tor from that first Tumah. Hatavlo, that's a flat plate. Voy is Kutlo, it's a tray, shel schuchis made out of glass, is term, these things are taught in Mekabel Tumah. Since they're flat, they're like pshut the kli, schuchis, that's not Mekabel Tumah. But in yesh lehem lizbeis, if they have a rim around it, then it makes the base kibble, then to name, then it would be Mekabel Tumah. Shulei kora, that's the bottom part of a glass dish, let's say the glass dish broke, and you want to just use the bottom part of it, Rels Fishule is Kutlo, the bottom part of this tray, Shos Chuchis, that was first made from glass, she is Kimu Tashma, she fixed up now this broken piece that it could be used. Tarim, still the Nama Kabutoma. Because the bottom of the Kli is not Choshev to be a Kli, since it could hurt yourself with it, it's not called the Kli yet. Kirtzon, by shofen bishofen, then tmeim. Kitza means if you smoothed it down, you smoothed down the size of it, so now you could use it. Or else I shofen, or else bishofen, like you filed it down all the edges there, so now it's not dangerous to hold, then tmeim, then it would be Mekabel Tumah, then it's called a kli, it would be Mekabel Tumah. Yeah, Mishneh Beis. A spaklaria, that's a mirror, a glass mirror. Toira, it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's not made to use to receive things inside. It's used just look at yourself. The tamchui, let's say you have a plate, a glass plate. Shasoya spaklaria, that now this glass plate you are using now for a mirror, still tomei, still it's Mekabel Tumah, since lechetchilu is made to be a plate, and that's a kli, therefore it's still Mekabel Tumah. Let's say this nice glass plate, lechetchila, at the beginning was made to be used as a mirror, just sometimes you use it to serve on, then Torah, it still remains Torah, since its main purpose is to be a mirror, it's not called a kli, it remains Torah. Tarvot, let's say you have a glass spoon. Kishunoista ala shulchan, that you leave it on the table, so it depends. In the kabo kol shum, this glass spoon, when we put it down, it tilts a little bit. So most of what's inside it will spill out. But if when you put it down, still some part of the juice stays inside it, it's Mekabel anything, then Tomei. Then it's called a Kli Beis Kibble, and therefore this glass spoon is Mekabel Tumah. The Imlab, let's say when you put down this glass spoon, when you put it down on the table, it tilts to the side, everything spills out. It's only when you hold it in your hand that you can pick something up to keep the liquid inside it. Now it's a Machlekes. Rabbi Akiva Metame, Rabbi Akiva says, yes, this Kli, this spoon is still Metame, because since when you hold it in your hand, you could use it to Mekabel the liquid, so it's still called the base kill, but it's called the Kli. Rabbi Yechonah ben Nuri Metame, Rabbi Yechonah says, no, it's Torah, that since when you put it down, it cannot be Mekabel any liquid, therefore it's not called the base kibble, therefore it remains Torah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. The Mishneh Gimel, Kois Shenifkam Rubai, you have a cup, you have a glass cup, that was cracked, and the crack went away, went around most of the Kli. So Torah, the Kli becomes Torah, like a regular Sheva Kli, your regular broken Kli. What's going to be Nifkam by Sholeh Grub? Let's say it had three cracks in it, and together all three cracks go around Rove of the Kli. So Torah, it's also considered like a broken Kli. The Kli is Torah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Shimon says, because of these cracks, most of the water inside the Kli spills out, leaks out, then Tor. That's the shear to make the Kli Tor. What's going to be Nikov? Let's say there was a hole in this Kli, the yason, you patched up the hole, bein bebats, where they used tin, bein bezefas, whether you used tar. Is tar, the clear remains tar. Rabbi Yossi says, depends. Bebats, if you use tin, it's type of a metal, tomei. Then the clear is still like clear matchis, therefore it's makabel tumma. Over zephyrs, if you only use tar, then it's still called the broken kli, and it's not makabel tumma, it remains tar. But the pshat is with tin, it's called a good patch, and therefore it's called like a complete kli. Over zephyrs, though, it's not called the good steamer, therefore it remains tar. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Sloichis kitana. If you have a small flask, a small glass flask, shenitopia, the opening, the mouth of it broke off. Salachris tumeya, still the clear makabel tumam, because you could hold it with one hand, and you don't have to hold it on the top, you can hold it on the bottom, it won't hurt you, you can still use this flask. Ugdoila, let's say it was a big flask, a big glass flask, then you have to use two hands to hold it, and since the top part broke off, if you'll hurt yourself there, therefore gdoila shenitopia, if the mouth of it broke off, Torah, it's not fit to use this kli anymore, the kli remains Torah. Shel pliton, let's say this was a flask that you used to put inside it perfume-like, shemen, special oil that smells good, pliton, was oil that you rub yourself with, shenitopia, that the mouth of the flask came off, Torah, it remains Torah, it's not fit to be used now, so it's Torah. And the Mishnah says the reason, mifneishi sarachas esayad, because it scratches your hand. Your hand has to move around there, and your hand will get scratched. Therefore, you're not going to use this kli anymore. Therefore, the kli remains tar. It's not makabel tumma. Leginim gedolim shenitopihim means big glass pitchers. Leginim, like pitchers, big ones, gedolim, shenitopihim, that the mouth broke off, is tumeim, still the makabel tumma. It's right to use them. Vneishu misaknon lechvoshim, because you use them to hold, like to preserve food inside it, to make a kovash, to preserve the food, therefore still usable. Like you make sour pickles inside, it'll stay there, so therefore you can still use this type of a pitcher. For your parches, shel shchuches tahira. This for your parches, that's part of the kli of the rechaim of the mill. It looks like a sieve a little bit that you put inside it the wheat. And put in, it takes out, comes out little bit, it pours little bit into the rechaim, into the grinder. So if it's made out of glass, tar remains tar, but it's not called the base kibble. So whatever you put inside, it goes straight through, it just goes down into the rechaim, into the mill, it's not really a base kibble. Rabbi Yossi says, ashrayich kelim. Like happy, is this kelim means mesechta kelim. Shenichnasta b'tuma, that it started off, the Masechta started off with Hilchos Tuma, the Yotzes b'Torin, and it ends off with this Yapachsis, that this Klis Kuchis, it remains Torah. So that's the way he ends off this Masechta Kalim. Hadrin Alecha Masechta Kalim. Slika Masechta Kalim.